BEV hit party line time this Saturday morning. I am pleased to welcome to our airwaves by phone Trina Bodhart. She's the Moraine Park Technical College Financial Aid Manager. And good morning, Trina. Thanks for joining me today here on 95.3.
Good morning, Bob, and thank you for having me here.
Absolutely. I want to remind our listeners, if there's a question that I'm not thinking of that you'd like me to ask to Trina, ask of Trina, you can text it to me at 920-887-9595. Quick question about yourself personally. How'd you find yourself in that position? How did you wind your way into this career path?
Well, it's a good story. I started in college with a degree in public communication and really realized that that was not much to work with. So ended up going to graduate school in what basically is called student affairs. I was a hall director for 4 years. And once I stopped that profession, found that I was looking for a new student affairs position and applied for a position in financial aid because nobody really grows up going, I want to be a financial aid advisor. So I did my start there early. And once I got there, realized I had found where I needed to continue my career and really fell in love with financial aid, which is an odd thing to say, I understand. But it really, the field is... It's a different beast, and I love working with the students. It's a problem that we work through with each student individually to figure out the possibilities for a student. So
must be very satisfying.
It is very satisfying.
Great. Let's start with the simple things. Let's just deal with a traditional student, okay? So I'm a high school student. I've either cut grass or I've babysat. I've saved a few dollars. I'd like to go to college or university. But at what point in time should I, and probably my parents, begin to be thinking about financial aid? Should I pick my school first? Just tell me what you would recommend to, say, someone in high school who has thoughts about post-secondary education, but money is a big issue.
Excuse me. So I think there's a two parts to that question. In the ideal world, we have students in eighth grade starting to think about college and planning for it, and at that time starting to look at scholarships and what they need to do to qualify for scholarships. Scholarships are gift aid that students don't have to repay and always assist them in college. And I say that because they can do things while they're in high school to prepare for those scholarships, such as volunteer hours, achieving a GPA, taking the correct classes, all of those things that they might not be aware of. So when they head into their freshman year of high school, they start thinking about it then. Because the other piece is, I always tell them, it's always good to be saving for college. And is that realistic? I hope on some level, both the parent and the student are recognizing the need to start putting away money. If not possible, that's another step in the process where I head to in their senior year in October is ideally when they file their financial aid application. This year has been an anomaly. They were not able to file an application until January, which is unfortunate. But usually in their senior year is when you start looking at the application. You go to a financial aid presentation. Lots of information is shared. It's overwhelming, and you get to the application itself, and then that's where people start to have questions. So we try to help prepare people in our presentations. Understand that you have tax information that you want to have available. And it's really your senior year. Long story short, I'm starting to go off on a tangent, but I think it's important to understand your senior year is the critical year you start to look at applications and recognize you start planning for college for sure.
I love your tangents. I've got three more questions for you just from what you started with. You're wonderful. So you mentioned the delay this past year from October to January. That had to do with the FAFSA application from the federal government. Wasn't there some sort of a snafu as far as that was concerned?
So what happened is the Federal Department of Education was given the task of recreating the financial aid application in essence, and so and given 3 years to do it. So they created what they were really tasked with was to put the financial aid application to a much simpler process by reducing the number of questions and directly tying it to your tax information. The snafu became, and they were able to do that, but the snafu became in the computering of it, the software, the tying it to the IRS, and getting the whole process to work within that time frame. So the FAFSA itself, when you talk with other folks, and I just spent some time walking with a mom this morning, a good friend of mine, who said, the FAFSA is so easy, it's just, after that, the possibilities, you have to determine the possibilities after that. So the actual experience for the student has become, the students and the parents and families, has become much more positive of an experience.
Okay. That's great news. I'm glad it's worked out. So by next academic year, by next senior year, let's say if I'm a student at Beaver Dam High School, I will be trying to get that FAFSA application in. You said October, correct?
Correct. That's your goal.
And is that sort of a one-stop only as far as financial aid is concerned? Or is that just the main thoroughfare to access various funds for post-secondary education? Are there other options I should be bearing in mind?
Well, so when you start with the financial aid application, it is based off of a website, started at a website called studentaid.gov. And that's where you start your application. You start researching information about funding that you're eligible for. So it's a great one-stop resource website. Once you, to access this website, you create what they call an FSA ID for this student, and that's their login or their access. And they can not only apply for financial aid, they track their financial aid, and they can see what they've received or are eligible for in student loans. They begin their repayment through this process or this website, and are able to, yes, manage everything. It's a one-stop shop. And this has been part of the three-year process that they've moved to one page where students and parents can find all of the information they need.
When it comes to, let's say I'm a high school senior putting in my FAFSA application, my grades, my extracurricular activities, as you indicated, maybe financial need on the part of my family, are these all equally weighed by the federal government and I'm given some grade? Or then does each post-secondary education take this information and consider it on their own? What are the factors involved in that FAFSA application that I, as someone submitting it, should bear in mind?
That's a great question, Bob. So essentially, when the student fills out the financial aid application, it is based off of tax and income information that the student and what they call a contributor or parents provide. And so there is no questions about GPA. There's no questions about extracurricular activity on the federal financial aid application. So this federal financial aid application is the application that all students are able to fill out. It's a nationwide application. On the flip side, depending upon the schools that you go to, there may be additional forms that they have a student fill out to apply for additional funding through, and this is primarily private institutions and larger four-year public institutions with larger foundations where their foundations are looking for scholarship applicants who meet their qualifications by their GPA through their schoolwork that they've done or extracurricular activities.
Again, for our listeners, if you're just joining me, our Party Line half-hour interview this Saturday morning, I'm pleased to say, is Moraine Park's financial aid manager, Trina Bodart. And we are talking about finding the dollars to put people through post-secondary education. A reminder, again, if you have a question specifically that you'd like me to pose to Trina, please text it to me now, 920-887-9595. Trina, and again, we're focusing more on the traditional students as opposed to the non-traditional students. So we keep talking about the juniors in high school and the seniors in high school. But let's continue to focus on them. If I am that student in high school, if I'm the parent of that student, where can I turn for information? You're obviously knowledgeable and a great resource, but should I be starting with my high school guidance counselor? Are there public, private agencies who provide services? When might a post-secondary expert like yourself be called in to help someone along the line?
I love that question. Thank you. So I did reference the studentaid.gov website. You would be amazed to see all of the information out there and available to students. There's a lot of myths and misunderstanding about financial aid. I always encourage juniors and seniors to attend high school presentations about the financial aid application itself. We typically can clear a lot of information up for students and families. And your high school guidance counselors are a wealth of resources and knowledge. We work with them closely on many occasions to help students clarify what the issue is with their financial aid application, if there is a problem, or if they're not able to provide information about parents or family on the application. So I always use them as a great resource. I know that they are super taxed and busy. Students can also call the financial aid office. Parents call asking on a regular basis questions about financial aid. So it depends on your need and what questions you have, but always starting on the website, looking at the information, it helps you gather and prepare for the filing process. And the financial aid presentation nights, you have the opportunity to talk with someone directly after the presentations as well.
Is there more or less financial aid available to prospective post-secondary students than there used to be?
That is funny. Okay, so
sorry, I didn't mean to. Yeah. You like that one too, huh?
I do. Okay. I love it because here's the thing. So going back to the recreation of the financial aid application, it has become an easier process for students. And on the side that the students don't see, is our process, where it has been very broken. It has not been a great process. And that's where the snafu that you mentioned has come into play. Private schools have been able to send out financial aid offers, and some larger public institutions with the resources have been able to send out offers. For Moraine Park, we have been working towards that and anticipate sending out financial aid offers at the end of May. The reason I bring this up is because the Federal Department of Education has indicated with the new federal methodology, more students will be eligible for gift aid or grants, which is funding you do not repay, primarily the Pell. And with that, with our applications that we have been able to look at, we have found that a substantially larger portion of our students are now Pell eligible.
Moraine Park students, Trina? Moraine Park students?
Moraine Park students.
Okay.
And we're hearing a nationwide statement that, yes, it is true, the feds have opened up the application such that it is increasing students' eligibility for grants. Once a student becomes eligible for the Pell grant, the door opens for many other grants that students are eligible for. So it's actually, yes, we will have better statistics this coming year about numbers and who is eligible for aid. So essentially, we're waiting for things to pan out from the feds. And we're getting information slowly but surely.
We are starting with our conversation with Trina Bodart on some of the general questions. I have one more general question for you, Trina. And then after a brief break, we'll bring it back home more for some statistics about Moraine Park, et cetera. But you were talking about how there will be more, or theoretically there's to be more grant funding. Address the issue of, I got out of college, I got my degree of whatever sort, and I have these incredibly large student loans. That's the other side of this whole coin. Talk about that for a few moments.
Yeah, that is, so in financial aid, that is our dismay about our positions, our jobs. We, as a financial aid administrator, try to award students as much gift aid or grants as possible. That's our goal. But as students go through and are offered loans, that is the battle cry, if you will, of our industry, where we're trying to get students to recognize that they should borrow what they need and use it for tuition and living expenses. Moraine Park is probably one of the best deals out there for costs for tuition. You can receive enough aid without having to borrow to pay for your tuition. And so we're just trying to make sure students are thoughtful about if they're needing financial aid and don't have support monetarily to pay for college, that they start somewhere where their tuition is manageable. They can pay, they can work, and they can achieve an associate's degree, and from there springboard into a four-year degree or master's, you know, working towards those higher levels. So your first 2 years can be very easily paid for, and by that time, yes, the other thing that students typically face is not always do they know what they want to go into. So doing that liberal arts associate's degree, getting that paid for out of pocket, and then using funding once you go to your four-year degree is probably one of the most feasible ways to consider getting through college.
I love how we're going to wind up that segment with good news. After a couple-minute break, we'll get Trina back, and we'll talk about some of the statistics of Moraine Park Technical College students. Trina Bodart, my guest on Party Line today. She's the financial aid manager at Moraine Park Technical College. You're listening to Party Line on WBEV. Trying to answer the question, if you are interested in post-secondary education, how to pay for it. So Trina Bodart from Moraine Park Technical College, from their financial aid office, has been kind enough to join us by phone here on Party Line today. Let's talk about Moraine Park Technical College students more specifically, Trina. Obviously, the tuition at Moraine Park, we know, is not like Harvard and Stanford, but what percentage of students are getting some help to even fund their couple of years in beginning post-secondary education in Fond du Lac, Beaver Dam, or West Bend?
So for Moraine Park, about 50% of our students apply for financial aid. And of that group, we have 50% of our students eligible for Pell. We do anticipate this number increasing to at least 70% for this new application year coming up for the start in the fall of 2024. So it's pretty exciting. The increase by the feds has been substantial. And we anticipate going out with offer letters at the end of May. Students who borrow, typically 70% of our students receive a combination of loans and grants and additional scholarships. And then there's about 30% of our students who only receive just a loan.
When do I, as the prospective student, Trina, know? So I'm trying to weigh my decision between going to Yale and going to Moraine Park. When am I going to know what amount of money I might have? Does that make sense?
Yes. Great comparison, Yale versus Moraine Park.
I'm sorry, Moraine Park, yeah. Or Yale. We'll give you top billing.
Yeah, right. So I think it's important to know this year is an anomaly. So if you're planning or anxiously awaiting for the upcoming school year, we know and we've been communicating with our students to try to help them understand. But essentially, school offers can start being sent out as early as December, and if not November. Private colleges work with applicants in November of their senior year. For Moraine Park, we start sending out offer letters in March. And essentially, it's a creative calculation, and this is where the possibilities begin for students to look at what they're qualified for, what their tuition is, and if they're at Moraine Park, obviously you live at home, there's no on-campus housing, and the main costs are your tuition and books. For students who travel without or travel outside of their community, then you start to add in living expenses such as housing and food and utility bills. So you have to add the things up that you know you have to get paid, which is your direct cost for tuition and living expenses. Once you have that and your financial aid offer, you can start to calculate where you need additional funds to come from if your financial aid does not meet the needs of your tuition, or if you're living outside of your community, again, those other costs for living expenses.
It's been a long time since I applied for college and even for my two sons. So let me try to remember this now. As a high school senior or as a junior, I'm taking my SAT, I'm taking my, what's the other, AT, whatever the standardized tests are. And yep. Then in, early senior year, I'm submitting my applications to colleges and universities. Is that when I'm probably doing that?
Yep. As you're applying for admission, you're also applying for your financial aid in the fall semester. So students can start applying in October. And you can list up to 10 schools on your financial aid application, go back and add another 10 and another 10. Again, the beauty of the financial aid application is it's free. Keeping in mind listing all the schools that you would like to take into consideration, far and near, is really important, because even attending near and getting a year under your belt, if you're not even sure where you want to go, Moraine Park offers so many opportunities and so much guidance for students. It's a great backyard support resource for students and families.
And so in the latter, you mentioned, well, I guess I have two questions. One, you said the schedule is a little delayed this year, so let me turn the focus to the future, okay? Let's now be helping parents of kids who are sophomores or whatever. So I'm getting my replies from the colleges I've applied to, and I'm getting my financial aid information somewhat concurrently in the fall, in the early winter. Is that correct?
Correct. That's the ideal situation for students, typically in the fall. More often than not, you'll find you're receiving your offer letter in January, and that offer letter lists out the grants and loans, and then how to actually work through receiving them. So there's, once you file your financial aid application, there's a slight additional amount of paperwork, not nearly as distressful as people perceive the FAFSA to be. These are paperwork that you fill out to acknowledge that you're going to school, that you're using the funds, and that you know if you're taking out the loans, that these are loans and you know that you have to repay them. So looking forward to that process. Students receive a lot of communication through their email accounts, personal and the school-created accounts. So students should be paying attention to information that is shared to them through their school.
Okay, well, not try to tell high schoolers to pay attention. I have only about a minute, Trina, and I want to ask you one last question, just in a very general sense. Again, I'm the high schooler, and my family is poor. Okay, I'm not trying to my family cannot help me in college. As a student, as a teenager, can I reasonably expect to be able to go to post-secondary education? Get about a minute or so. Talk to those students who really are struggling financially.
Yes, absolutely. They can have hope that going to school is a place to be for them. They should apply to all the colleges they're interested in. But knowing that you have limited resources, including financial aid, looking at the schools that are most feasible for you to use your financial aid at, which is why we want them to get their offer letters as early as possible and start planning that out. So looking forward, getting that financial aid application submitted immediately as soon as it becomes available, ideally in October, so that you can look to see what you're eligible for and how you anticipate paying for all of those costs. Specifically at Marine Park, tuition, you're talking in the ballpark of tuition and books per semester, $1,500 to $2,000, where your grants typically can cover. If you're in that situation where you are very tight with money, very, as you said, poor.
Okay.
That's
wonderful. We stopped both segments. We ended both segments with some good news. We did very well, Trina. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. Obviously, you talked about the resource of Marine Park Technical College for people. You're obviously a wonderful one for me. Thanks for being with us on WBEV today.
Thank you for having me.
You bet. That was Trina Bodart. Again, she is the financial aid manager of Marine Park Technical College. For the most part, works out of the West Bend and Fond du Lac offices, but there's assistance available to you here in Beaver Dam as well. Coming up in about 10 minutes, it's the Want Ads on WBEV.